is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The new Democratic vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz, introduced himself to supporters at a rally in Philadelphia last night.
Thank you, Madam Vice President, for the trust you put in me, but maybe more so, thank you for bringing back the joy.
Correspondent Jennifer Kuiper on what's next for the new team.
After making their debut in Philadelphia as Democratic running mates, presidential nominee Kamala Harris and VP nominee Tim Walz prepare to hit seven battleground states this week. In addition to serving two terms as Minnesota governor, Walz served six terms in the U.S. House and tells supporters,
I learned the art of compromise without compromising my values.
Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance,
I think that what Tim Walz's selection says is that Kamala Harris has bent the knee to the far left of her party, which is what she always does.
Former President Donald Trump calls Walz a smarter version of Harris, and he tells Fox the governor asked him for help when his house was surrounded by Trump supporters after George Floyd's death.
He called me. I said, what do you want me to do about it? I was in the White House. He said, if you would put out the word that I'm a good person. And I did. I put out the word. I said, he's a good person. I hope everything's good. And everybody put down their flags and took their flags with them.
Mr. Trump also announced he's willing to debate Kamala Harris, even if it's not on Fox. The Department of Justice says it's charged Asif Merchant, a Pakistani man with ties to Iran, with orchestrating a plot to assassinate Mr. Trump. CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Sources tell CBS News intelligence about Merchant's alleged plot prompted the U.S. Secret Service to ramp up security assets for the former president's detail in recent weeks.
The plot not tied to the attempt on Mr. Trump's life in Pennsylvania last month. Democrat Cori Bush, member of Capitol Hill's so-called squad, is vowing to soldier on after losing the Missouri primary to St. Louis County prosecutor Wesley Bell.
Pulling me away from my position as congresswoman, all you did was take some of the strings off.
Four men are now charged in the death of a black man in the Midwest. Correspondent Roxana Sabiri.
Four former Milwaukee Hyatt Hotel employees allegedly seen in video pinning Devontae Mitchell down before his death each face a charge of felony murder. Devin Johnson Carson, Herbert Williamson, Todd Erickson, and Brandon Turner could face more than 15 years in prison if convicted.
Video shows the four men holding Mitchell on his stomach for up to 9 minutes while he begs for help. Dow futures are up 315. NAS futures ahead 261. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Big Lots is closing seven stores in Wisconsin, including the location in Mount Pleasant. The retailer plans to close up to 315 stores due to financial struggles and declining sales. Julia Robinson has been appointed to fill the vacant 5th District seat on the Kenosha County Board. Robinson, who previously served on the Kenosha Common Council and currently leads the County Board of Health, will serve until the spring. Racine Unified has launched a new app. It's designed to enhance communication with families and features news updates, event calendars, and school menus. The Waterford Town Board has implemented a hiring freeze for the police department amid concerns over officer training and ongoing staff suspensions. The Racine Journal-Times reports the decision comes as the town faces manpower shortages. And a Kenosha Quick Trip is planning a significant expansion, with plans for a 3,000-square-foot addition. If approved by the Plan Commission, construction at the Green Bay Road and 52nd Street store would start in October and be completed by March. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers shut out the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opened their series in Atlanta last night with a stunning 10-0 shutout of the Braves. Pat Murphy shuffled the batting order and got results, including a pair of home runs from Willy Adames.
First hitter of the game, Terang set the tone, and then William comes up big with, after two strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willy obviously has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed, and you know that's what it's about.
NFL, when the Packers play the Browns in Cleveland Saturday, you'll see Jordan Love playing in a preseason preseason game. Now, Aaron Rodgers did not touch the field in a preseason game his final 4 years in Green Bay under Matt LaFleur. Why the change?
Just going through, kind of reevaluating the last couple of years when we've had guys not play, and then last year having them, all the guys play. I thought it was beneficial for us early on, especially week one, just to kind of knock some of the rust off. I think there's a lot of value of going through, just getting your mind right to get ready to play a football game.
As Matt LaFleur with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Just got in from Clarksville. I'm Cindy Huber here to play the music. Got the Beatles coming up. My favorite song from Dusty Springfield, Son of a Preacher Man. But right now, sooner or later, love is going to get you, or hunger. Might need Chick-fil-A today.
Sooner or later, love is going to get you. Of when I told you time and again, I get all the love you've been denying.
Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got, I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
Local news and timeless hits.
DJs on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and now Paul Harvey today at 12:05. I'm really excited about that. He was on this radio station for decades, like 50-some years, according to Don Rosen, in doing, of course, his news. They always did at noon, and then the rest of the story. So, actually, I would think it would be kind of cool to play some of the old newscasts that he did, because he was, you know, just to give you a synopsis of what was going on in that particular year or that particular day. But we've got him with the rest of the story, where he kind of tells you something that's going on, and the whole time you're like, who's he talking about? Who's he talking about? And then at the end, you're like, oh, come on. Yeah. So Paul Harvey today at 12:05. He's also with Don Rosen at 7:25 right here on WRJN.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Today.
Morrison, local news, timeless hits are back right here on WRJN with one of the greatest albums from Dusty Springfield, 1969, Dusty in Memphis. Bombed when it first came out, but now it's recognized as one of her greatest albums.
Billy Ray was the preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gather around and started talking, Bess and Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yeah.
Local News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm into something good. This is where the depression starts setting in, because Herman's Hermits finished their last show last night at the State Fair. They did two nights last night with their last night. And I went online to see if I could find any of the videos from last night or even the night before at the Wisconsin State Fair. And I haven't yet. Nobody's posted them. But what I did find was Herman's Hermits at the Wisconsin State Fair last year. And those are, he did really a great job for last year. So you actually see the I'm Into Something Good and actually see him performing it. And then he also, there's another one, Wonderful World, that he did as well. And those are YouTube videos that are online. If you type it in, Herman's Hermits, Peter Noon at Wisconsin State Fair. But it comes up Wisconsin State Fair 2023. Tonight is Chris Behrens, who does the Manitowoc Minute. And here on Civic Media at noon, I think that's at, I think it's at 12 on Civic Media. He does it live. Cripes. His Cripes show. Some expression that those of us who lived up north used quite a bit. Now we join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Many in today's audience in Eau Claire are already familiar with Democratic vice presidential running mate Tim Walz. He's the governor of Minnesota, after all. Walz told a Philadelphia crowd last night his former high school students inspired him.
They encouraged me to run for office. They saw in me what I was hoping to instill in them, a commitment of common good, a belief that one person can make a difference.
Harris and Walz are scheduled to speak in Eau Claire sometime around 1 in the afternoon. Republican running mate J.D. Vance will also speak in Eau Claire. Stay with Civic Media for live coverage. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is pleading not guilty to charges at an inmate's death. Randall Hepp is charged with felony misconduct in office. The inmate died in his cell of dehydration. It was one of five deaths at Waupun in the last 13 months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Kenosha Quick Trip is getting bigger. The company was recently before the Plan Commission, showing off plans for a roughly 3,000-foot addition to the location at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street. It'll include a bigger kitchen and new fryers, plus a walk-in cooler. If approved by the Plan Commission, construction would start in October and be done by March. Construction continues along Highway 20. The work in Mount Pleasant will be going on for a few more months. Crews are resurfacing 1 mile of road between 90th and Oaks Road, repaving a mile and a half between Oaks and 31, and making various bridge and sidewalk improvements. The project is expected to be completed by late fall, with traffic still moving in both directions. The Kenosha County Board has a new member. Julia Robinson was appointed last night to the vacant 5th District seat. She previously served on the Kenosha Common Council and currently leads the County Board of Health. There were seven people that applied, and she was picked by the board chair. Last night, other supervisors gave their okay. Her appointment fills the vacancy left by former Supervisor Brian Thomas's resignation. The Robinson appointment will last until the spring. And Racine Unified has a new app. It's meant to streamline communication with families and features news updates, event calendars, and school menus. The app is available for download on both iOS and Android devices. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. Wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
local news and timeless hits right here at WRJ1. Alrighty. Just getting in the mood for this song. Where's my fireball? Just kidding, that's still in the car. I don't start until after 2, you know.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We'll do it in style, 'cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now.
You'll never, never, never know.
notes. If you don't know me by now, love that song. You'll never know me unless we ever go out to, say, one of those places that has, you know, you can eat whatever you want, right? Those buffets. Then you know me. It's like, well, she's a real slob. All righty. Want to catch a Milwaukee Brewers game this summer? WRJ and Big Dills presenting its first ever summer sweepstakes. And this is your last week. You've got till Friday. You could have entered daily, but hey, enter today. Enter tomorrow. Enter Friday for your chance to win 2 club-level tickets to see the Brewers taking on the Cleveland Guardians of the Internet. All righty. Guardian Interleague Showdown on Friday, August 16th. Visit WRJN.com. Click on the Big Deals tab and follow the pop-up instructions to enter. And again, no purchase necessary, but hey, check out our Big Deals. That's the WRJN Big Deals Summer Sweepstakes, your tickets to summer fun with the Milwaukee Brewers.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN. Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
You don't.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News and timeless hits. Tell a friend. WRJN. Got Stuart J. Waddle for local news coming up. CBS National News and Mike Clemens with sports just minutes away on WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with new numbers on abortions in the U.S. after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, clearing the way for states to impose new restrictions. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
This report claims the number of abortions was up slightly in the first 3 months of the year, and the major reasons, abortion pills and some state laws that protect doctors using telemedicine to see patients in places with abortion bans. This report was for the Society of Family Planning, which supports abortion access, and comes as abortion remains a top issue in the November elections.
Former President Donald Trump says he will debate Vice President